Good morning, greetings, and thank you, Anthony Fest, for making possible my vegan animal liberation commentary on the morning mix on KPFA. And, you know, sometimes it feels like, to me, like Steve Martin on Saturday Night Live so many years ago, standing there saying, "I'm the only one on NBC right now." Well, I'm the only one on KPFA right now, this legendary First Pacifica radio station, and the Pacifica mission statement is dedicated to peace. And then I feel this moral obligation to serve the interests of peace in the few minutes I have with you on Wednesday mornings. And then I remember that encouraging you to go vegan, engaging in the liberation of animals from your plate, your clothing closet, experimentation, and entertainment is the greatest expression of peace activism. And while you may think I'm crazy, I do have some pretty good backup from Tolstoy, who said, "As long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields." And if we consider that wars are fought over resources like oil, water, land, food, and how wasteful production and consumption of so-called meat, dairy, fish, and eggs are, well, in my opinion, causing everything that's wrong with the world, you know, at least 51% of climate change, plus deforestation, plus erosion, plus desertification, and world hunger, poverty, cancer, heart disease. So my peace activism, starting with marching against the Vietnam War, then really all wars, my peace activism has evolved to vegan animal liberation activism, an opposition to the greatest war ever conducted, the war against animals, the massacre by the billions that we just don't see. It's hidden from us. We can't see it. Where is it? It's right there on our plates. It's hidden from us, but we're chewing on it. We're stuffing it in our faces, a diet of death, a menu of massacre. But what makes me happy about doing this weekly commentary is that I hear from listeners who do go vegan. And I do hope that those who do go vegan encourage others to do the same and avoid getting compromised by an agenda put forth by so-called animal advocacy organizations that really now seem to represent the infiltration of the so-called animal rights movement by the meat industry. To the dismay of many of us, larger organizations are partnering with animal abusers, giving them an animal rights seal of approval. Big groups like the Humane Society of the United States, Farm Sanctuary, Mercy for Animals, and others actually reverse their opposition to furnished battery cages, which they considered too harmful to birds physiologically and psychologically, and then they promoted those cages in a partnership with United Egg Producers. And now Professor Gary Francione says that Mercy for Animals has plummeted to a new low in its cheerleading campaign for the Tyson Foods, second largest pig killer in the U.S., the Tyson Foods campaign, Progress for Pigs. Tyson does a turnaround. Professor Francione is the first academic to teach animal rights theory in an American law school, and you can hear his criticism of Mercy for Animals' new campaign on the December 12th archive at goveganradio.com. Also on that archive, Mr. X discusses why family farms are as bad as factory farms. Also, can we help the deer in Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C., now targeted by snipers until the end of March? The plight of the seals and sea lions in La Jolla, and are you ready for Agent Orange, GMO corn and soy? You can email me, bob@goveganradio.com, on Twitter, @goveganradio. Peace now. Go vegan. I'm Bob Linden.